I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Hood. I'm gonna kill you. Welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
Special.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
All that celebrate.
However you're
Take
celebrating.
Take today off. Yeah. Call in. Say it's a religious holiday for you.
Yeah.
They can't ask questions.
It's bad luck and you can't ask me what it is. There you go. But we hope whatever you're doing this Friday the 13th, it's awesome. We are flying, as you might be listening to this, on Friday the 13th to Vermont so that we can do a paranormal investigation at the Wilson Castle this weekend. We're very excited.
Yeah, make sure you're following us on TikTok because we're going to go live Sunday night from the castle or whatever time, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., somewhere around then. But follow.
Once it gets dark.
You'll get notified when we do go live. And then you can have a, what I like to say is a, well, I don't like shooter games, but it's like that first POV. Person perspective yeah. of like when we were watching all the LA stuff and it's it's wild to be able to have like a first person perspective of these places because of social media that otherwise we wouldn't.
We're all connected in ways. It's shout out to all the homies that are holding it down with the peaceful demonstrations and protests in Los Angeles as they're being occupied by our own government. So stay safe. I was watching a guy yesterday. And as he was filming, a flashbang came and it shot directly at him. And then it said, the creator has paused the live. And of course, everybody in the comments are like, did he just get shot? And then he came back and he was, I mean, I say fine. It hit him, but he was like reasonably okay. And he goes, come on, guys, make sure you hit that like and follow button. I just took a hit for you. Like the least you could do is follow me.
So. They are down there doing, you know, guerrilla journalism. So
filming it first person.
Appreciated.
Well, we probably won't have anything shot at us except ectoplasm from the ghosts of the
Hopefully
castle.
Hopefully not, yes.
But if you're out in the streets, on June 14th is the No Kings protest. I think there's like 1,600 protests planned across the country. Mm-hmm. So hopefully find one near you.
Yeah, get out there and stay safe, but vigilant.
Vigilant indeed. What a lineup of stories we have for this Friday the
we
13th.
Do. Some of these are from years back.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't listen to the show anymore and this is one of your stories, I'm sorry.
But stick around. You never know when it's going to make it on the air.
Maybe somebody you know does and they'll be like, hey, your story from 2023 was read and then you'll get back into the show.
And that was me. Yeah, the whole time. Well, we hope you enjoy these today.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. This first one's from B, and it's called My Creepy Kid May Have Saved My Life. Content warning, this discusses pregnancy loss. B writes, my daughter was born on Friday the 13th. From laughing and singing with an unseen someone on the baby monitor to her best friend, Ghost, needing a place at the dinner table, she's always had a creepy side. When we returned to New Orleans in 2021, she told us, I haven't seen these ghosts in so long. I'm going to say hi to everyone. She was never afraid of her ghosts, so I never discouraged her talking about them. I assume she was a little more sensitive, like some other family members. The only time she ever creeped me out was in June of 2020 when she was about 4. But it was because of her that I was alerted to a medical emergency. Due to various chronic health conditions and recurrent miscarriages, I was told that I would most likely be unable to conceive another child without undergoing IVF. I had surgery a month prior for an ovarian cyst and endometriosis treatment, which is important for later in the story. One evening, my daughter cuddled up to me and told me she just wanted to be close to the baby that was in my belly. I told her that a baby in my belly was very unlikely. The following few days, she drew pictures of our family, complete with a small blob in my stomach. About 10 days after her initial statement, I started feeling extremely fatigued and nauseous all the time. I also started having cramps on my left side. Figuring I had another ovarian cyst, I called my OB. She ran blood work, which showed a high HCG level. That's right, despite being on birth control and a dire warning about my fertility, I was pregnant. However, there was no pregnancy in my uterus, and the pregnancy was assumed to be ectopic. Because it was a Friday and there needed to be a second set of lab work done in 48 hours, I was sent home to wait until Monday. I joked around with my OB and told her what my daughter had said about cuddling the baby in my belly. Later that night, my daughter and I were home alone watching a movie before bed. My daughter turned to me and quietly said, "Don't worry, Mommy. The baby will be coming in a few days." I laughed a little and blew the comment off since the pregnancy was most likely not viable. It's important to note at this point in the story that I am an ICU nurse, and nurses can be some of the worst patients. This brings us to Sunday morning. I had nagging shoulder pain that started the previous night. I was still nauseous and was getting dizzier as the day went on. Nothing that I couldn't explain away as an early pregnancy. My daughter casually told me, "The baby is gone." And now I was freaked out. Why would she say that? My OB was on call and I decided to call the office. After hearing my symptoms, my OB told me to go to the ER immediately. Again, I joked with her about what my daughter had said about the baby being gone. I woke my husband, who worked nights, to watch my daughter, and despite it being peak pandemic, I headed to the hospital where my husband and I both work. By the time I arrived, the pain had become intolerable. A scan showed blood in my abdomen with no identifiable pregnancy, and I was quickly rushed to emergency surgery for a ruptured ectopic pregnancy. I lost an ovary and a fallopian tube. I had been bleeding into my abdomen since Saturday night, and that's what caused the shoulder pain. If not for my daughter, I would have ignored everything and chalked all my symptoms up to a big ovarian cyst and could have bled to death that Sunday. Instead, 3 months later, I was pregnant again, and my son will be 3 years old in June. When the pregnancy was confirmed and the heartbeat was heard, my OB looked over and said, "Just let me know if your daughter says anything about this pregnancy so I can be prepared." And the moral of the story? General anesthesia can affect the efficacy of hormonal birth control and make it less effective. So using a backup birth control method until the following cycle is advised.
Oh, that's good advice. And it's also, man, that's so wild that her daughter could just
call, almost like baby.
could call it. Like, she just, psychic baby is a new show on NBC.
Psychic baby.
Psychic baby on NBC Tuesday nights.
We'll watch. It's weird how, I don't know about weird. It's, we've heard a lot where like kids can kind of predict things like this or sense things. Some people think that they are closer to the veil than others. I know of another person who, like, I met in real life that was like, my son predicted our daughter years before she was born down to like what her name was going to be. And it was crazy. So I think it's bizarre, but good thing she is a little psychic. So you went to the hospital. Ectopic pregnancies are no joke, and it can go from bad to the worst in just a matter of hours. I'm surprised that they said wait the weekend out.
Yeah, right. Especially if there's like other complications, recent surgeries, like things like that going on. But You know, I guess until psychic baby weighs in, no one knows what to do. But seeing any videos of like little kids saying things like that is always, on the one hand, it's like eerie, but the genuine earnestness with which they say it makes you like want to listen. Like I saw a TikTok video recently and it was a little bitty girl was like younger than Simon, probably 2.5, 3 years old, being like, "It's your dad. Your dad wants me to say hi. He loves you." And the mom's like, "What? Who? It's your dad?" She's like, "No." The kid's like, "No, it's your dad." And the woman's like, "My dad's been dead for 10 years. This kid's never met him." And so just like those kind of like with genuine earnestness of like, "No, that's what he looks like." Almost like not old enough to be messing with you and say like, "Mom, there's a baby in your stomach, mom." Just like factually like, "Well, I know it because I know. And I haven't been told to second guess myself. Goddamn." Well, encourage it. Encourage it.
Well, congratulations on your rainbow baby and your psychic baby.
Yeah.
Rainbow psychic baby seems like another show that we should make.
Would watch. Absolutely. Sinisterhood will be right back.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, this next one's from Liz, and it's called Strange Happenings on the Way to Granny's House. Hi, ladies. I began listening to you during lockdown in 2020 and haven't stopped. You're doing excellent work. Please keep it up. Many things have happened to me throughout my life. Strange feelings around strangers, UFO sightings, and knowing what will happen before it does. Today, I want to tell you about two events that happened on the way to Granny's House. When I was 3, my parents divorced. I grew up in the same town as my dad until I was 6. At that age, my mom remarried, and we moved about an hour away. Every other weekend, he would drive the hour to pick me and my sister up for our visits. He managed a restaurant. Restaurants don't close on weekends. As much as he wanted to spend time with us, Saturdays were mostly spent alone in the house. This particular weekend, my sister was not there. I was probably 11 or 12 years old. I remember getting bored and wanting to visit my grandmother, who was only 3 blocks away. This is a historic neighborhood, one I knew very well, where I often walked with friends and alone, where I felt safe. It was my neighborhood. The day was warm and sunny. I had on shorts, a t-shirt, and sandals. As I made a left onto my granny street, I saw a black car pass me. A man was driving with a woman in the passenger seat. As they drove past me, they both looked at me. I thought it might be a family friend or someone looking for a house. This street was long. I was at the very end of the street. My granny's house was at the other end. As the black car passed, I decided to walk a bit faster. I was halfway down the street in just a few minutes, almost to granny's. Then I noticed the same black car. This time it was driving on the wrong side of the road. It was going much slower than the time before. The man and woman glared at me, and we made eye contact. Something inside me said not to run or panic. I began walking faster and faster. Then I ran up to the nearest house's front door. I began to knock and knock, but no one answered. As I looked over my shoulder, the car sped up, ran the stop sign, and disappeared around the corner. This is when I heard "run" in my head. So I did. I ran all the way to my granny's. Her house is set back from the road. I knew once I was under the cover of her driveway, I'd be safe. I didn't stop running until I got to her in the kitchen. She was on the phone and quickly hung up when she saw me. There were no tears, just panic. She called the police to report what had happened. It was the 80s. The police didn't come out to talk to me, And from what I remember, they didn't send a patrol out either. After that day, I wasn't allowed to walk alone. My dad told me to interrupt him at work and he would take me wherever I wanted. Fast forward 20 years. At this time, I'm an adult, living alone but in the same neighborhood as my granny. On this day, I decided to drop by to say hello. My mom and stepdad were living in the house. My grandmother splits her time between that home and her vacation home. In my car, I made the same left-hand turn as the day of my would-be abduction. It was another sunny day, but the sun was setting. My windows were rolled down, and I drove slowly down the street. It's not uncommon for my parents or granny to keep the front door open. There is an etched glass door that stays locked. When this is open, you can see the crystal chandelier hanging down into the house, illuminating the mahogany stairs, portraits of family, and antique furniture. It's a welcoming glow. Anticipating the glow of the house, I looked to my left as I slowly drove past. When I looked through my open window, I saw a woman standing at the glass door. But not just standing, she was peering out of the door, her hands cupped around the sides of her face like she was looking into the darkness. Her dark hair was piled on top of her head. She was wearing a dark dress, and she was slender. She resembled my grandmother so much. The driveway is lined with tall azalea bushes and pine trees. When turning, I lose the sight of the house and the front door. Once parked under the carport, I entered the side of the house. My mom and stepdad were sitting on what used to be the side porch, now converted into a semi-formal sitting and dining room, a newer addition to the two-story colonial. Walking in, I dropped my bag and asked where Granny was. My mom said, "She isn't here. She's in Charleston." I looked at them and then asked if they had company, which was normal. Mom said, "No, why?" Slowly, I told them of the woman dressed in black, with dark hair, peering out of the front glass door. My mom said nothing. My stepdad stood slowly, without a word, and walked to the center of the house. I followed. Still not saying anything, we looked at the glass door. Two handprints were imprinted on the glass as if someone was peering out into the darkness. Nothing was ever spoken about this night ever again. Over the years, there have been many family stories regarding this house. It is said my grandfather's mother looked a lot like my grandmother, and on more than one occasion, she was witnessed walking up the stairs to the nursery and then disappearing. Balls of light have been seen floating from closets and into other rooms, along with the scent of rose. The house was sold in 2023 to a couple from Atlanta. From time to time, like now, I wonder if they've witnessed anything strange or paranormal.
They're just getting visited by Granny's mom, sounds like.
Man. Well, first, the abduction that I've said time and time again, that was my biggest fear. And it was a situation like this I would envision where I was walking down the street and a car would, you know, just pull over or look at me or something. Good on you for even at 11 or 12, trusting your gut and being like, something ain't right about this.
Yeah, that idea of something in your head telling you to run, where it's not even just your verbal gut instinct, but almost like you can hear a voice saying run. There's a lot of, I feel like on Ask Reddit, where it'll be like something you can't explain in your life. And there will be times where people are like told in their head, like, stop at a green light. And that's mm-hmm. when, you know, a super fast Mack truck goes by, or like lock the door is like screaming in their head, almost like, I'll lock it later. And it's like, lock the door, like something like that, where whether it's you yourself from the future as a survival mechanism, a guardian angel, or just a manifestation in your head of your own like gut instinct conscious. That's like such a an eerie moment where you're like, oh, you know, it's probably just a neighbor, to being like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like that mm-hmm. car is behaving aberrantly and I got to go.
Yeah. To Granny's house we go. Right? I called my grandma Granny too. So I love that. And her house sounds like a warm, inviting place that might be haunted as well.
Well, I mean, you said it's a colonial with like beautiful mahogany staircase mm-hmm. and antique furniture. I was like, I feel like that's the type of digs a ghost wants to hang out in. Like you'd want to stay around if it's like kept like it was and nice.
Etched glass door.
Yeah, except
that
for-
gets like a storm door, but a pretty mm-hmm. one where you can just, you know, enjoy the outside, but stay safe at the same time.
Truly. But also, ghost, if you're going to be peering out, get the fucking Windex afterwards and clean up for yourself. Like, Liv, it smudges on my window. It's but like again, one thing to be haunted, but then you're wrecking my shit.
But again, then that means they've got hands.
Yeah, also that. That's there. And so the hands produce oil and sweat to the point of, or, you know, some type of, I don't know, residue that's, it's ectoplasm. See?
Ectoplasm, yeah.
Now we're going to find ectoplasm.
Well, I love that you live in the same neighborhood, too. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a granny isn't there anymore. The house was sold. But what a fun thing to move back to kind of where your family is and then get to drive to the street instead of having to walk to her house and possibly get kidnapped on the way there.
You're like, now I'm a grown-up, and if I have a car, I'll run them over if they're following me. But yeah, I don't like the idea that ghosts have hands and they can touch glass, so I'll be thinking about that for a while.
Well, thank you, Liz, for sending that in. This next one's from Kelly and is called What Was in My House? Hey, ladies, I love the show. My story is from about 3 years ago. At the time, my then husband and I shared the owner's suite on one end of the house, and on the same end were two smaller bedrooms that belonged to our 10 and 9-year-old boys. On the other end of the house, off the living room, our 5-year-old and 1-year-old girls shared a large room. We had a video baby monitor that displayed the girls' room. One of the girls were to cry or holler in the middle of the night. I could still hear them from my room. But who doesn't want a baby monitor when you have sleeping babies? On this particular night, our 5-year-old was spending the night away from home. I was feeling very tired that night and went to bed before everyone else. Apparently, when my husband came to bed, he did not turn on the baby monitor. This particular night, I got the worst night of sleep I have ever gotten. I wasn't having any dreams that I recall, but I kept waking up in a cold sweat. My heart was racing and pounding in my ears. I had an unnerving sense of dread. Everything felt wrong. This happened about 4 to 5 times. Then I was startled awake by what I can only describe as the sound of an empty water bottle falling off my kitchen table and hitting the tile floor. I jumped out of bed and went to investigate. I don't know what I thought I would find. I didn't take my gun, a baseball bat, or my phone. I just rushed into the kitchen to find out what startled me out of my sleep. There was nothing. Everything was in order. Nothing was out of place. It was dead silent, and the air felt still and heavy. I made sure all the doors were locked and went back to bed. I don't remember waking up anymore that night. I couldn't stop thinking about it all day at work, just how wrong the night felt. I didn't get off until 7 p.m. that night, and dinner was waiting when I got home. I sat down with my family and we all began talking about this and that. My 9-year-old son then asked me, "Why didn't you get Rowan last night?" Rowan is the baby. I asked him what he was talking about. He said he got up to use the bathroom at some point and he could hear her just screaming from her room on the other side of the house. My heart sank. Why didn't I hear her? How long was she screaming? What was wrong? I asked my son why he didn't come wake me and he said he figured I would get up eventually. I then told my husband about everything I was feeling the night before, and the color drained from his face. He waited until the kids were done eating and had left the table, and then told me about a dream he'd had that night. He dreamt that he was in our house, but it was pitch black. He described how he could hear something in the dark with him. He didn't know what it was, but he could tell it was something malevolent, and he said he had never felt so scared. He then said at the top of his lungs, "In the name of Jesus, get out of my house!" And then he woke up. Nothing else happened after that, but after learning about his dream and the feeling I could not shake that night, I believe there was something evil in my house. What gets me still to this day is I don't know what it wanted or if it was messing with my poor little baby who was crying for me for who knows how long. I wonder still if she could see it and it scared her, which, heartbreaking. Also, why didn't my husband turn on the monitor? It had a decently bright screen. Surely he noticed it wasn't on. Or was this an opportunity taken because it wasn't on? Why was I so tired? I wasn't sick. Why was I sleeping so hard? I have so many questions. So what do you think?
Oh, that's got to be such a hard feeling. I don't have any kids, but I'm sure you're just like, if they're hurting, I want to be there for them. and you hear that they were crying all night, that not only that, perhaps the cause wasn't just your average baby cry, but something spooky is scaring them. I'm sure you do feel a lot of ways about that, especially if your husband, you're like, turn the fucking monitor on, dog. We all could have heard it.
Also, that is such a 9-year-old thing to do, to be like, I don't know, I just thought you'd wake up. You're like, she's screaming your head off. Why didn't you come get me if I wasn't awake?
Bless his heart. That is like a 9-year-old kid. Like, what? Mom's got it. You're like, oh,
she'll
honey.
Just deal with it. It's interesting that you had a bad night. Your mm-hmm. husband had a weird dream that was going on. Maybe there was something in the air and the 5-year-old was out of the house. It's baby monitors. While yes, they can be great, they can also scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And more than one time, I thought I saw something creeping around in there. So maybe it being off was a saving grace, because what if you'd seen something that you just like rocked your whole foundation?
You can't unsee it. And then luckily, since you did not have to see it later, your husband, it sounds like, cast it out in his dream. At least if he's going to dream about a malevolent entity, good for him for not being like, so I ran away from it. And anyways, it's still in the house. He's like, I cast it out. So hopefully we're good
now.
It's gone
now. Like, it's gone babe, now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. Psh, like Gandalf staff style. You shall
again,
not pass.
Kids can, well, except once you're 9, I guess you've left Vail and you're just into, I don't care. Just
leave me alone.
Mom will get it. Don't worry about it. But the baby. Perhaps. Maybe she did see something.
Seeing something. Well, I hope that your husband's his unconscious casting out was successful and that you don't ever hear or see anything else again. But don't be hard on yourself. You know, we've all had one of those where you like conk out too hard and it sounds like the baby was just fine after that. And like I said, again, your husband was taking care of it in the dream realm. So as long as one of y'all is, even if you're not taking care of it in the awake realm, at least one of you is taking care of it.
Nice. Yes.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, this next one is from Kira, and she writes, "The Tale of My Haunted Ant-Infested Apartment." Hey, y'all. This has been sitting in my Google Docs since January 2024, and I'm finally getting around to finishing it. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for the amazing cameo you made for my soulmate and business partner, Megan, for our 10-year friendiversary / starting our business, Opal and Ember. I had filmed her reaction to send to you as a thank you, but I forgot she's 1,000% flat affect, so the video wouldn't have translated into how thrilled she was. Well, on to the tale of my haunted apartment. In my early 20s, my then-fiancé and I lived in a low-income apartment building. Mostly filled with older folks and families, we were one of the very few select 20-somethings. When we first moved in, I felt there was a heavy presence. My great-aunt, who was close with my dad but not me, had just passed, so I thought it could be her letting me know she was around. Nothing in particular happened within the first 2 years, but I felt someone was always looming around the corner. While watching TV in my living room, I would often see something small and dark skittering on the ground in my dining room out of the corner of my eye. It was about the size of an average cat. But when I would turn to look at it directly, nothing was there. This was a near daily occurrence. As time went on, I started seeing tall shadows, like adult-sized human shadows around the apartment, as if someone was walking around while I was minding my own business. But just like the little shadows, whenever I would look directly at them, there was nothing there. I can only recall a few times over the 4 years we lived there that I felt scared being alone in the apartment. Maybe it was the untreated anxiety, or maybe because I knew I wasn't truly alone. The three standout events at this apartment that I can recall, other than the shadow movements, started with some recurring dreams. Due to the apartment being low income, it wasn't very well maintained, so we constantly had an ant problem. I'm talking swarms of ants, no matter how often we cleaned or used deterrents. I'd started to have dreams of trying to walk around my apartment, but the entire floor was covered in a dense carpet of crawling ants. Then the dreams started to incorporate spiders the size of cats walking atop the ants. They'd be on the floor, on the walls, and I'd be trapped within my apartment, paralyzed with fear. While I continued having those dreams pretty regularly, that's when the waking dreams started, ones where I'd sit straight up out of a dead sleep and stare at the wall where it met the ceiling, only to see a spider, again the size of a fucking cat, crawling, coming toward me. I would stare hard, not blinking, not breathing. I knew if I blinked, I'd lose sight of it and it would hurt me. After an indeterminate amount of time, the spider would fade away and I'd fall right back to sleep. Now, I had had insomnia for my whole life, only to finally get reprieve in my late 20s. What up, CPAP gang? So falling back asleep immediately after being afraid of spider would hurt me was definitely out of the norm. Megan, the aforementioned bestie, moved to a city about 2 hours away from me for her career. When she announced she was pregnant a few years later, I told my fiancé I wanted to be closer to her. Once those conversations started happening, the weirdness got turned up to 11. We were on a ground-level apartment that looked down to a side yard that was very rarely used by anyone except us. Our upstairs neighbor was an elderly lady in a wheelchair, so we never had any issues with loud noises from her moving around. What I'm saying is that our building was very quiet no matter what time of day. Unsurprisingly, one night, I woke up for no reason. I felt fine, no nightmares that I could remember. I'd probably fallen asleep playing Candy Crush, and the rerun of Futurama I had been watching was on the passive-aggressive Netflix screen, "Do you want to continue watching?" Obviously, I want to continue Netflix. As I was blindly looking for the TV remote to push play, that's when I heard it. Three very loud, very distinct knocks coming from the upper corner of the bedroom wall, right where my nightmare spiders would appear. But this time, I was wide awake. I glanced over to see my fiancé sound asleep. It was the middle of the night. No way the lady upstairs was suddenly noisy at this hour. I shook my fiancé awake. "Do you fucking hear that?" He grumbled and rolled back over. I did not fall back asleep and continued to double-dose screen time, trying to forget what had just happened. A few nights later, we went to bed late, around 1 a.m., and we had closed the bedroom door since I was still so freaked out about the knocking. We had our usual episode of Futurama on while we hunkered down. When the fucking bedroom door opened, we did not have pets or children, and those ants were not that strong. My eyes went wide and I said, My fiancé stared at the now open door and said, after a moment of silence, "It was probably just someone changing the air pressure by opening their front door down the hall." I responded very rationally, "At this time? It's never done that before." He admitted, "Okay, I don't know what the fuck that was." So we snuggled up, Futurama's volume a little higher than normal, and tried to fall asleep with the damn door open, because if the entity wanted it open, it was staying open. That night, I don't know how I fell asleep, but I remember dreaming about one of those dark figures just standing in the doorway, watching me. Needless to say, when it came time to say goodbye to weird nightly occurrences and the fucking ants, I was ready. On one of the last nights in the apartment, I was vacuuming the hallway near my bedroom door when I bent over to pick something up off the ground. I looked back at my hand on the vacuum and saw a Caucasian man's hand about to cover mine. If there's anything I've learned from Megan's stories about getting you, when something tries to touch you, you tell it to get the fuck out. This is your place. So I started yelling, "Don't fucking touch me. Get out. You're not welcome here." Then I called my fiance in a total panic. Something just tried to fucking touch me and it wasn't dark. It was a man's hand. And even though he witnessed that fucking door opening on its own, he said he would be home soon and that there was nothing to worry about. He's now my ex for a reason. Since moving cities, blowing up my life, and starting anew with Megan, I've never had another sleep disturbance or experienced any dark figures in any places I've lived since. Maybe Megan hears my stories and will one day write about her experiences while visiting her, also now ex-husband's family in Gittenau. That place sounds haunted as fuck. Hope to see y'all in supernatural British Columbia someday. Seriously, that's our slogan. Thanks for reading and keep on creeping on. P.S. Enjoy the picture of my children. Beef, my current amazingly supportive partner's daughter, and Broccoli, my son, whom I birthed with my own body.
Beef that and Broccoli. That was a hell of a birth.
Dude, meow. Scratched its way out. Beef and Broccoli. Man. Look at these buddies.
They're beautiful. Beef and Broccoli are such cute names, too.
The babies.
Oh, man. This is the third black cat I've seen in 2 days that just has the best expression on its face. Oh,
it does.
So it's like, cute.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my. Oh, man, Kira. These are the types of dreams that you see in horror films. In fact, there is a horror film, Something Wicked This Way Comes, and I think also in Arachnophobia, where things like this occur.
Just skittering.
A spider the size of a cat. Mm-mm. I cannot. Mm-mm. Cannot. Dream or not. I mean, real life. I would pass away from
so many
shock
factors just came in my head of like how much it would weigh, what would be inside Mm-mm. of it, how it
fast
would move,
it could move,
what it could sound like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How quickly it could jump off of the top corner and onto you. Like, hate it. And
yeah, it can jump carpet, like a cat, but it looks like a spider.
Mm-mm. Plus the carpet of ants, and it's like crawling on the carpet Mm-mm. of ants. Like, this is nightmare fuel for sure. But there's something so stomach dropping, throw up, I want to die, to think that your hand is on something and then a hand goes on top of yours, like like you're just
what
trying to vacuum.
What happens if it touches you? You think it makes contact?
Maybe. Then it's going to leave
maybe
a streak.
Maybe it wanted to vacuum.
You got to get the Windex
maybe
out.
Maybe it's like the one thing I need to do to cross over is vacuum you're the like, whole way.
Then please.
So
I would
close.
Love, can you send that ghost to my house? Then
it'd
be great.
Please.
It'd be so
you
fantastic.
Could vacuum all day long.
Yeah.
The dude. Ants in real life, in mm-hmm. waking life, I feel your pain. We've got carpenter ants that until we're ready to shell out 10 grand, we're just going to have to deal with because they got to drill all this shit around the house to get rid of them. It's a whole thing.
I don't know what happened because I just was like, I have ants. They came, did something in the window of my bathroom. But then when I was on the back porch, there were like more. And I'm like, this is annoying. And then I was in the living room and I saw a big ass ant crawling and I took a picture of it and I put it in the computer and said, what ant is this? Turns out it's a carpenter ant.
Yeah.
I was like, son of a bitch, no.
Well, I'm here to tell you good news and bad news. I do know how you get rid of them permanently. Bad news, it is quite the undertaking and very expensive.
Boo. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Spray vinegar everywhere or something.
We've got,
know.
Yeah, they came and put out, poison. I'm not going to mm-hmm. lie, but they're getting all over the place.
They're everywhere.
In my kids' room. They're in our kitchen. So we got to do something. I always say, outside, I don't touch you because mm-hmm. This is where you live, but inside is where I live. So mm-hmm. you can't be in here.
Your domain, my domain. I don't smish you when I'm out there. Don't come crawling in my bed with me inside. But I'm glad it's not a carpet full of ants. Luckily, it's only been some. And you got out. That's Kira. That's the big part is that you don't live in this place anymore. But it sounds like whatever it was that place. Like, luckily it did not follow you. It wasn't like, you know, it was whoever moved into that apartment afterwards, Godspeed. I hope all they got from it was somebody to vacuum for them and nothing else. No giant spiders.
The whole thing makes my stomach turn. I also always wonder with things like this, because you mentioned, you know, he's now your ex for a reason and stuff. So mm-hmm. perhaps at this time, things weren't that great. Mm-hmm. in your relationship. And that can manifest in a lot of different ways. Stress, anxiety, and dreams, and, you know, like waking nightmares. So the fact that when you left him in that house and moved, you've never had another problem is also telling.
Interesting. Also, I mean, who knows if the hand was on your hand on the vacuum, maybe it had nothing to do with the vacuum. It was just putting their hand on yours to be like, girl, get out, like get somebody new. Why are you staying with this
yes
guy? It's just a ghost that's like, let's chat.
Or it's like, this is gonna do it, this will make her leave for good.
Yeah, like I have to fucking freak her out and get her out mm-hmm. of here for her own good. Well, I'm glad you're out, and tell Megan to send in those stories. Those sound we love a spooky story from anywhere, especially
absolutely.
If it's a freaky place.
And please boot Beef and Broccoli on the nose for me.
Oh yeah, give him some chin scratching, please. Sinisterhood will be right back.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, this next one is from Fallon, and the subject line is possible encounter with a shapeshifter. Early July 2019, my now ex-husband and I were driving from Florida to New Mexico. It was about 2 a.m., and we were driving on a poorly lit two-lane road in the middle of nowhere, West Texas. By poorly lit, I mean a dim streetlight every mile or so. It was pretty remote, so we hadn't really seen another car for a long time, which I didn't really mind. I did have this weird feeling, but thought it was all just the true crime podcast and horror podcast I listened to on the drive. Anyway, we'd been on this road for about an hour. No change in scenery, just fields on both sides and small hills as far as I could see, which wasn't far considering the pitch darkness of the night. It's such a mesmerizing thing to drive for that long with no change. We were both stunned out of our hypnosis when a bat hit the passenger side mirror. We slowed down a bit after that out of fear and pure confusion. Finally, breaking the silence, my husband asked if I was okay. Of course, I said yes because there was no damage, it was just a bat. So we talked about that for a little while, and then we went silent again. After another 15 minutes of driving, we were again slowed to a near stop, but not by a bat this time. This time, it was an animal? It came out of the ditch on one side and was almost immediately in the center of the road on the yellow lines. Just standing there, staring at us, was what seemed like a coyote, but it wasn't. It looked exactly like a coyote, but it was transparent, like a jellyfish. That doesn't feel right, but that's exactly what it looked like. It's as if time stood still when we saw it, and then it was gone. It didn't run away across the road or back into the ditch, I don't think. We just passed, and it was gone. After seeing that, we were both too scared to say anything other than, "What the fuck was that?" I've heard stories of shapeshifters, but I never thought I'd see one, and I'm still not sure what we saw. Maybe it was, and I'm in denial to protect myself, but I haven't seen anything like it since. Thanks for hearing my story.
Jellyfish, anything that isn't a jellyfish is is not right. Even yeah. Jellyfish, when you really look at them up close, you're like, what is this?
There's too many. I got on some algorithm where I see a lot of sea creatures now, and like, it'll be like, oh, new type of jellyfish has been discovered, or a type of jellyfish that's never been photographed has been photographed. And I'm just like, they've got them in all different stripes.
Oh, yeah.
And all different. One of them just looks like absolutely extraterrestrial. You know, it just looks out of this world.
Yeah.
And then
ectoplasm.
I ended up down a rabbit hole of people sharing stories that apparently it is common to see. I say common, so insofar as people in this comment section have found one another, jellyfish in non-water scenarios. Like someone was like, I was in Utah driving, and I swear to you, there was like a jellyfish floating above the road. It was so weird. It moved just like a jellyfish. And someone else said, my husband and I were in our house, and we saw what looked like a jellyfish like up in the corner, and it just sort of swam up and was gone. And just like multiple people
in the house?
Yes. They said it was just like floating above them, and they were like, we have no explanation for it. So I did not see any comments that it was shaped like a coyote, but you're not alone in having seen a terrestrial jellyfish material animal. Theirs was just an actual jellyfish, and then this was a coyote, but who knows if it could shift.
Well, we've also heard of UAPs that look like jellyfish too.
Also, which, that
seeing one in the sky or one in the corner of your up where the nightmare spiders, which by the way, great name of the book you should write about that.
Nightmare spiders.
But that sounds more like like alien like this. I mean, maybe it could also be. I always think perhaps you can hear the guinea pigs in the back. They know we're talking about shapeshifters. And yeah, and there's three of them. They shapeshift into poop. All the time.
I thought you were gonna say they shapeshift into one big guinea pig, but just in a trench coat stacked on top of each other in a little trench coat.
I gotta get them a little trench coat so they can do that. But it's every time I hear these stories, I'm like, could it have been mange or something? Just right. Like a sick animal. Jellyfish though is translucent, like,
mm-hmm. And you could almost like see through it. That's mm-hmm. what several more, not we'll say skeptical, but more science-minded people were like, well, it probably, I mean, obviously not a real jellyfish, but they're like, maybe it was like the similar similar phenomenon to ball lightning, or it's like plasmoids or something like that, a not yet understood gathering of energetic matter that we just haven't been able to put our finger on. Or, you know, there's a bunch of different things that we can't see like light spectrum wise. So, you know, it's maybe, you know, like I said, some sort of collection gathering of energy that like sort of shows up in some type of shape, and your brain puts it into the shape and goes, oh, that looks like a jellyfish, or that looks like a coyote, but it's really just an otherwise maybe like a foggy-esque kind of shape. But our brains like patterns, right? So maybe we say, look, that's a coyote over there, but really it's just like kind of coyote shaped.
The bat hitting the thing would have been it for me. I think I would have turned around after that. That would have scared the shit out of me. Dude, so bad. Bats, first of all, don't love. But one hitting, you know how hard that smacked that thing? And the roads of West Texas can be long and dark for many, many miles. So I know exactly what you're describing.
It sounds like a fucking David Lynch movie. And it really, like, the long roads of West Texas is a David Lynch movie he never got to make, for real. But, like, it does start to, you start to be like, am I still awake almost? Like that highway hypnosis. But we have bats in the neighborhood, and I walked out on my porch last night, and I opened the door, and a fucking bat flew out, and it was like up under the eave, and I screamed really loud, and Paris came out and was like,
it wasn't that bird that tried to dive bomb me?
No, it was a different side of the house.
Oh, the other door.
Yes, the other side. Damn. So
you got to get a bat box.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't mind them being out there. There's a lot of lizards out there. So then I was like, do bats eat lizards? There's also a lot of bugs. So
maybe mosquitoes.
Do they eat carpenter ants? Can I attract more of them?
I don't know. They do eat mosquitoes, though. So I've decided now I'm going to go get a bat. I'm getting a pet bat.
I'm ready for it.
In the backyard.
It can fly around, do whatever you want.
Do whatever it wants. It can go. I can't keep a bat in any yard. It's going to fly where it wants. Yeah. But I'll put a little box up there for it to sleep in.
Happy for it to come and have a buffet of mosquitoes and then move on happily. So, yeah, well, I await to hear if anybody else listening has seen a jellyfish on land, not like dead, but, you know, like flying or whatever, or other jellyfish like shapes, because you are, you know, you're not alone in having seen this, Fallon.
Go find your people in the comments of whatever subreddit Heather was on.
They're out there. They're out there.
They are.
Well, thank you for letting us share it. Sinisterhood will be right back.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, this final one is from Ashley, and the subject line is, I was sprayed by a Siegfried and Roy tiger. Hi, sinister ladies and gentle folk. I started listening to you during the pandemic, and I forking love you both. I live in Canada on Vancouver Island, the island of the sea wolves, and I can assure you it's as gorgeous and otherworldly as you imagine it to be. If you do ever make it up here, I can offer some suggestions for must-see spots that are a little more off the beaten path. But on to my story. I was in Vegas with my cousin, Halloween 2009, celebrating my 23rd birthday. We stayed at the Mirage, took in a few shows, hit an outlet mall, all the regular touristy stuff. The second night we were there, I got ripped. Drinks are strong in Vegas, and I was young, naive, and carefree. We were at an outdoor club somewhere on the strip, and I was approached by a very greasy, slimy older man who started dancing behind me wearing a trench coat. He kept whispering nasty things in my ear, but I was a bit too out of it to really react. Not long after, he was escorted out and there was security or police involvement. Again, I was so trashed, I can't say for sure which. In my haze, I was able to catch that the reason for his removal is that, while I thought his trench coat was possibly part of a costume, the employees of the club realized it was the only thing he was wearing. All of the gross things he was saying to me were said while he was essentially naked grinding against my behind. This sobered me up enough to realize I needed to call it a night, get back to the hotel, and throw my pants in the trash. The next day, I was feeling rough, so we decided to take it easy and explore the hotel and all that it had to offer. We got complimentary passes to see Siegfried and Roy's tigers at the Secret Garden. So, after a queasy dip in the pool, we headed over to the exhibit. I was desperately in need of a nap at this point and was barely vertical as we approached the big cat's enclosure. I was leaning against the rail in front of this gorgeous tiger when it lazily stood, turned away from the crowd, stretched, and, as everyone around me took a huge leap backwards, twitched its tail and released its anal glands all over my desperately hungover self. I was so confused what had happened. It was like a water balloon had exploded all over my front. There was a lot of laughter and disgust from those around me, and I can't really blame them. It was gnarly. An employee ran up to me to make sure I was okay, and it's not like I was hurt. Plus, I'm Canadian, so I basically apologize for being a nuisance and bringing this tiger assault on myself. Thank the Vegas gods, we were staying at the hotel attached to the Secret Garden, and I was able to jump into an elevator immediately for a shower and outfit change in our room. I don't remember it smelling like much. I would have thought it would be like domestic cat spray, but it wasn't so bad. This was my one and only Vegas trip. It became clear she is not for me. Thank you for all you do and keep it creepy, Ashley.
Oh, Ashley.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine something worse happening to you when you're hungover in Vegas than a tiger spraying its anal glands all over you. That should be illegal.
I mean, honestly, I can relate as a person who's often too close to things and don't notice until everybody else is back that I should also get back. So I was like, I would be the person that we can spray on and be like, well, I guess that's why you guys were all stepping back. My bad. My bad.
Oh, I'm glad it didn't smell. Yeah. I am surprised, I gotta say.
Yeah. I figured it was going to be like, she said, like a domestic cat type of spray situation.
But even if it smelled like roses, it came out of that tiger's ass and I'm hungover and already had another disgusting person trying to rub up on liquids on me the night before. I don't want this to.
It's like there's someone in the city who deserves to have anal glands sprayed upon their face, and he's wearing a trench coat and he just got thrown out of this club last
night. Go find him.
It's not me.
We know y'all get out all the time. Jump over this thing and go find him.
Get loose and go and get him. Yeah, where is he? Oh my gosh. Well, you survived. What? I mean, if you're going to get sprayed by any type of animal, I'd rather it be a tiger than like a cat. That's like a better story. And also if you're
getting so much more,
it is a lot more. And if you're going to get sprayed by any tiger, it might be some of the most famous tigers in the world, arguably. So
yeah,
this was,
everything has a silver lining, I guess.
I'm like, at least you got a story out of it. It wasn't like, you know, some rando tiger. So you got sprayed by the famous tiger's anal glands.
I saw a TikTok the other night of a similar situation, but it was a hippo and it just released gas and poop and started swishing its tail. So it was flying all over the place. And like, even it was at like a zoo as well. And the caretaker had told the crowd, get on back, because when it does this, it's about to get rough. And everyone did get back, but they, you just see everyone like jump back and then like, everyone at the same time be like, oh, like cover their face from the stench. Animals are going to animals. So, you know, we captured them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I'm never going to be mad at a hippo for activating its sharp machine gun on a crowd that's gawking at it. Like, it's got to do what it's got to do. And you know what? It's probably pretty satisfying for the hippo. It's like,
Yeah,
I get to spray on these people. Watch them scatter. It's hilarious. One, two,
and
three.
And also, it feels like, good.
Oh, yeah.
It feels good. I bet good to when get your anal glands get suppressed, too, you're like, ooh, that was nice.
That tire's
they're lighter.
Like, man.
Yeah, oof, like, I'm ready to stretch.
I'm ready for a swim. Like, let's get out of here.
I'm ready to go do a show tonight
Night. Oh, well, Ashley, I'm glad you were, like you said, again, and if it's got to happen somewhere, it's in the at least the hotel that you're in. So you don't have to try to go get like an Uber or take the monorail. Yeah. And they're
oh my God,
ma'am, you're dripping on me. What is that? And you're like, I fell in the fountains at the Bellagio. Like, it's a lot stickier than that. No, it was the Bellagio fountains. I swear to God.
Oh. And you have a story, but you also gave all the people that saw there that day a story too, because 100% all those people talk about the time they saw a real hungover girl get sprayed by Siegfried and Roy's tiger.
It's like when you see one of those videos on TikTok and someone's like, I need to see the other POV.
Yes.
If you were there with Ashley when she got sprayed by the tiger at the Secret Garden, please, please write in. We will reunite you all these years
Where
later.
Where were you? 2009, Halloween, Vegas.
Where
were you there? And if so, did you see this happen? We need to know. We'll connect you all.
Yeah. We hope we find you. But yeah, in the meantime, thank you, Ashley, for that connection to this this month's topic.
Vegas would not be for me either. If that was my experience, a greasy, gross, slimy dude, like a flasher grinding me in a club. And then the next day when I feel like I'm going to die, a tiger sprays me with ass juice.
Nightmares.
Nah, I'm not going back. That's it.
Double nightmares. So like, you're like, how was Vegas? I got sprayed with ass juice. Someone's like, is that like one of the mixed drinks at one of the casinos? No, literal tiger ass juice. Tiger ass juice.
Yeah, they're selling that now in the bars.
There's like way too much caffeine in it for me. Lord.
Well, Ashley, we're glad that you had a memorable 23rd. That will be definitely you survived your 23rd birthday. You need a shirt that says, I survived Siegfried and Roy's tiger, but for other reasons.
Yeah, for other reasons. It was manticore? Fuck. What if it was manticore that sprayed
manticore. Damn. Well,
let us know.
It's very timely with our series going on, and we'll have another one coming out soon about these tigers. So
we can't wait.
Sorry, Ashley, if it you need a trigger warning for those.
She's like just waking up in a cold sweat and like, oh, it's just my own sweat. Thank God. I was worried. I had a flashback.
Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for sending that in. And thank you to everyone for sending in your Freaky Friday stories for this Friday the 13th. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. Speaking of freaky, if you got something creepy caught on camera, found a weird or unexplainable clip online, maybe you just have a video of Ashley getting sprayed by this tiger that we got to see. Well, you can send it our way and we'll live react to it during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central. Don't worry, it's totally free. You just enter your email to gain access. And also by doing that, you become a free member of our Patreon, no charge at all. And you just get free stuff like access to Sunday Scaries, monthly audio content sent to you, and there's a backlog of other free bonus content as well.
Absolutely. It's the Sunday Scaries goes live in the community chat, which is another fun feature of Patreon that you also will get access to, that Sunday Scaries community chat when you sign up as well. So you can connect with all the awesome people that show up every week. And we love you guys for showing up. It's like the best part of our week.
We love it. And we love your pets who we get to see so much.
Your axolotls.
There's an axolotl now, I'm going to have to show Ella that. The other day, she was like, if I had an axolotl, I was like, stop right there. Stop.
Here it comes.
I learned in the chat, they are hard to take care of.
They are indeed.
So that it's also very informative. All of our listeners are very smart. Well, if you like our free episodes, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free, like we said, just to see what we're up to next, or dive into over 1,000 hours of bonus content like Judge Christie, where I rule on petty grievances you bring before the court, True Crime Headlines, where we break down the latest news and updates in true crime, Heather's Saves, where anything Heather has found late night scrolling could be discussed, and Am I the Asshole, Unpopular Opinions, and other subreddits that we feel require our input.
And we also offer free trials. It's where you join for free for a week at any of the tiers, check out all of the perks that come along with those tiers, and then cancel anytime before the trial is over without getting charged. Or if you want to stick around, you can do an annual membership. You get 1 month free. And when you do stick around, what are some of the other perks everybody gets?
You get ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As on the third Thursday of every month, and quarterly live bonus content. Both of those are on Crowdcast, weekly audio bonus content, mini-sodes, merch discounts, and a community of the best listeners on the whole internet.
Head over to sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show, submit topics and cases you'd like us to cover, submit stories for Freaky Friday and for Sunday Scaries, and you'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists and tickets for Crime Wave at Sea 2025. Speaking of spraying.
Let's get sprayed, baby. I'm going to get sprayed at Crime Wave. We're going to have shirts that say, I got sprayed at Crime Wave. Crime Wave at Sea is the ultimate true crime festival at sea. We are talking us, Christy and Heather of Sinisterhood, Ed and Henry from Last Podcast, the folks from True Crime Campfire, from Scared to Death, plus all of you on vacation together. It's the only time we're all going to go on vacation together. The only time we're all going to go on a cruise ship together. It's
most likely
precious once in a lifetime chance. Not only that, because, you know, we're there. I feel like it's like the Great Pumpkin, where if he feel like the UFOs feel that we're the most sincere, that they'll come and see us like the Great Pumpkin. So if we're going to be on a ship, all of us collectively together, and we have Henry Zebrowski, who I truly have faith that can call a UAP. I can't prove it, but I feel like if anyone could, he could. But like, if we all unite, we're going to be able to see something flying in the sky.
Yeah. I think if we all hold hands at 3 a.m. and chant up on the Lido deck, then at some point we're going to see a jellyfish in the sky.
I got sprayed on the Lido deck, Crime Wave 2025, because we're doing all the fun's happening on the Lido deck. I don't know what that is, but I'm ready for it. I'm here for it.
Everything's going down on the Lido deck.
It's going down.
But we are going to have live podcast recording for every show, fan meetups, Q&As. For the next couple of cabins that book using our fan code, we are doing a complimentary intimate Q&A. This isn't something that you can buy once you're on the ship. It's just a thank you to people that book early. Everyone that's already booked, it's already been given to you. So I believe it's like 80% sold right now. And it's not just our fans. There's fans from all the shows, plus just normies on the ship that don't have any idea what's going on. Oh, but they'll learn, and they'll all be like, where do I get one of those? I got sprayed on the Lido deck shirts.
Like, hang on a minute. I want to get sprayed. And you're like, look at this wristband, baby. I don't know if there's going to be wristbands, I assume. But you're like, not part of the club. So we'll see you at Crime Wave at Sea, November 3rd through the 7th. Go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister to get your fan code. Book your cabin. Go to the Crime Wave at Sea Discord server on our Patreon so you can find other people that are cruising. If you're not sure if you want to go, you can just go on there and like poke around, talk to people, see kind of like what their plans are, and maybe find a roomie or something like that as well over on Discord. But crimewaveatsea.com/sinister to get your fan code, and let's see you aboard.
Yes.
You can follow us over on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Follow us over on YouTube and TikTok at Sinisterhood Podcast, where you can watch clips from the episodes, live streams, and more. And don't forget, like Christy said, on the 14th, on Sunday night over into Monday, we're going to be going live on TikTok. Time TBD, it's going to basically be whenever we get all squared away with the Ghost Guild and set up what rooms we're going to. And we'll bring you guys along with us like we did at Trans-Allegheny. And we'll live stream as much as we can, as much as the service will let us.
And the spirits.
The spirits will let us. So I'm so excited to be going to this. We can't wait to bring you guys with us in your our pockets. So go to TikTok and follow us at Sinisterhood Podcast to be there for it. If you're looking for a unique and personal gift for the Sinisterhood fan in your life, or you just want to treat yourself to a pep talk, book a cameo now. From happy birthday to birth announcements to happy Father's Day is this weekend, or congratulations on graduation or a new place to live, we would love to create a customized video that can be immediately viewed and sent. Not only is it incredibly thoughtful, but it's perfect for when you're not trying to deal with the hassles of going out shopping, or you're looking for a unique last-minute gift that you know they don't already have. Every Cameo is unique and special, and we can't wait to make one for you. So cameo.com/sinisterhood. Christy, where are you at online?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace, and I'm reposting everything from the Bigfoot vlogs, Mothman vlogs, Capybara vlogs. His name is Cappy Poppy.
Did you see I commented on one of those? I just wrote, looks delicious.
I didn't. Oh, no.
It was like Christy Wallace reposted this capybara and I liked it. And then all I commented, no context. No strangers that don't know me or the show are just like, monster.
Wow. What? I just wrote,
looks delicious.
Well, I can't get enough of the cryptid vlogs. They're so funny. And then the other half is political stuff. Yeah. So, you know, I'm layered.
Absolutely.
Where are you at?
I'm everywhere at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Sinisterhood.